Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cavehill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, this is Stacey Martindale, French and History graduate from the University of the West Indies, Cavehill Campus. On this day, December 6, 1951, the closing day of the Agricultural and Industrial Exhibition was held in Queen's Park. Despite the threatening inclement weather over the weekend, the two-day event organized by the Barbados Horticultural Society was a success, as bright skies and warm sunshine graced the island's presence. The previous day had been well attended, with the crowd spilling into the park as soon as the gates were opened and continued to increase as the day wore on. On this final day, there was a saddle show at 12:30 p.m. and a gymkhana. His Excellency the Governor also presented the cups and special prizes to the many winners in various categories. Notable winners were Mr. Arthur King and Mr. Guy Marshall, who took home the top prizes from over 100 entries for their goat and sheep respectively. According to reports, it was quite a stiff competition, as all of the exhibits were of good quality, with credit going to the crossbreeding of the goats with an imported Alpine strain. Exceptional displays in cattle, cane sugar and syrup, rum and falernum, and much more were also present. On the other hand, the field vegetables on show were noticeably few in number, and many amongst them not up to standard due to the late harvesting of the crops. Even furniture, arts and handicrafts, needlecraft and photography were on display. Of particular interest were the exhibits of dairy and food products, with Purity Bakery sweeping nearly all of the prizes for their butter bread and whole wheat meal, while other artists took home awards for their undeniable creativity and skill. For instance, with his products, Mr. Woodwards of St. Patrick's School created a display entitled Barbados, which showcased the lighthouses around the island. However, the true highlight of the festivities was the revival of the dog show, which took place at 3 p.m. on the previous evening. Crowds flocked from every other exhibition to witness Mr. John Bladden's Bull Terrier earn the approval of the judges to be named the best pup on show. This National Agricultural Festival continues today, although now it has been renamed as AgroFest and is held at the end of February. However, on this day, December 6, 1951, Barbadians witnessed an exciting array of talent and skill when the 101st Agricultural Exhibition took place.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cavehill Campus.